guys, this is this right here is that picture to me.
It's the American dream.
The end of a perfect day.
Really? Stay perfect?
Yeah, the end of a perfect day.
What makes the perfect day?
Finishing your job early for the day. You're like, oh, this is going to take me.
Wait a second. I had a perfect day also.
What's the frick? Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. You want me to explain it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I woke up this morning.
No!
Dang it. A redundancy. I just wasted time. I shouldn't have even specified.
Everybody knows.
Of course I woke up. I'm here.
That's how he okay. got awake.
Suddenly, I was awake. It was 6 a.m. It was 6 in the morning. I went to the gym.
My gosh.
Worked out. Came back home.
What did you do? What kind of workout did you do?
I did like a torso. I've been using Andrew Huberman's workout routine. And Andrew Huberman, his split on, I do chest, shoulders, and back in the same day. It's like torso day. Then I got arms on a different day, biceps. It's a three-day week workout.
Should send it to me.
Because you don't need more than 3 days a week. You really don't.
No.
Anyways.
Push, pull legs.
I worked out. That's basically what it is.
Is that what you do? 3 days?
I mean, at least.
Anyway, it's like, perfect day. And I'll go there more, but I'll do cardio the days I'm not lifting. No yeah. need to. Anyways, then I went home, got ready to go to work. Was going to be there so early. Got a text. Office is out of power. Don't come in till 9. I was going to go in at 8. So then I hung out and I drove to
Blade Fortnite.
Jack's Natural Grocer. And I got a breakfast taco from there. They have these delicious breakfast tacos. And I got one for Haley because she's right next door at UConn. Goodness. And
such a sweet
got a coffee. Then got another text. Actually, they said the power's not going to be on until 11:30. So just coming in at 11:30. So at that point, I really didn't know what to do. So I drove home and I went for a walk for a couple miles. Got 10,000 steps in. Went back.
All this before... Before the clock struck 12.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I went home and then I went to work.
What did you do at work? Did you sell like millions of dollars?
I was a million today.
Oh my gosh.
But I only make 60% commission off that. So that'll be like 600 racks.
That's not even worth getting out of bed for usually.
Yeah, I should have stayed on my walk.
But it's half a day. So
yeah, that's true. 600K, that. Half a day.
That's fine.
Basically a mil full day. So yeah. I'll take it.
The government wants to get their grubby fingers on that 600K.
Oh my gosh.
Start rubbing it all down.
They listen.
Yeah, it's too bad. But it was a perfect day, I would say. And it really wasn't that hard to wake up that early.
No.
Yeah.
It's hard right at the start when you're still in bed. But after you're up out of bed, it's worth it.
Yes.
Gavin, don't.
That's awesome.
You know, it's so much easier.
What?
You know what makes it so much easier to wake up?
What makes it so much easier to wake up?
Gavin, do not be inappropriate.
I'm not.
What? Oh, man, I can't imagine what makes it so much easier to wake up. Please enlighten us.
If your house is not super cold.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to turn up the heat a little bit, and man, it's so much easier getting out of bed because it's not like I'm jumping into a polar plunge.
Yeah, for real.
That's true.
That's always worse. Dude, I got a robe. I have a fluffy robe, and that makes it so much easier to get out of bed and put on my robe, dude.
Do you make breakfast in your robe?
Yeah,
dude. I can imagine.
Like Metro Man, dude.
Yeah. Just slide out of bed straight into your robe.
It's got your NC on the back.
It's awesome. But yeah, what makes it a lot easier for me also is that the gym is
being a little bit too short as well. So it's just,
oh my goodness. Right, Parker would picture that. The gym is literally like a tenth of a mile from my, pull out of my parking lot and then pull into the Club 4 parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I do want to go to Club 4.
It's the best gym in town. Hands down. Put your hands down.
Do it again.
Literally, that's how good it is. It's so good. And it was empty today at 6:30 to 7:20 is when I was there today. And it was completely empty.
I wonder if it's because it's so cold.
Maybe people don't want to get out of bed or whatever.
That could be.
But I don't mind. And it's January. Usually January is the busiest month for gyms.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, people don't know about it because Crunch is so massive here in Longview.
Yeah.
But it's so much cleaner. So much, the machines are nicer. They have more options. It's so nice.
Does it smell bad?
I hate walking into Crunch because the way it smells.
Crunch smells so bad to me these days.
Yeah.
It always has in the locker room. Is even worse.
Yeah, for real, for real.
And it's not even just BO. Stinky. It's like just the club sour four
locker rooms are really nice. The men's locker room is nice. The women's locker room is really nice.
Really?
I thought maybe they gave you a tour of it or something.
Dang it. Everyone now everyone in Longview that listens to this, which is everyone in Longview,
knows that you're a pervert.
Knows that we're going there. No, I'm saying I should have been gatekeeping club four.
Dang it.
The superior it's actually gym
club,
in Longview.
I think you go to club five.
Club six. Yeah. I don't even like know where it's at.
It's definitely. It's.
They always change location.
Yeah, just not that number.
It's like a truck that drives around.
But yeah, it was awesome. And I didn't really sleep much last night. I went to bed late and I woke up early and I still feel fine. So
I don't know what all the buzz is about. It's all cycles.
What? Yeah, wait till tomorrow
REM
morning.
Cycle.
It's all REM.
Yeah.
It is. I think sometimes when if I accidentally wake up at 4 a.m. and then fall back asleep, it's easier to wake up at 6.
Wow. Okay. Probably depending on when you went to bed.
It's usually about the same time.
Wait, why do you wake up at 4?
Oh, like just on accident. Or if Hannah's getting up and going, leaving for work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wake up easier when it's warm.
Oh yes, my gosh.
100% you do.
No, I mean.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I mean like in the middle of the night. I never wake up in the middle of the night. But I've been waking up a couple sometimes because it's just too hot.
Yeah. That's a bad feeling.
But then it feels good when I get out of bed in the morning because it's a good temperature outside.
Yeah. You know what's the worst feeling and one of the worst feelings? And I'm sorry to bring this to the forefront of everyone's mind that's listening. But waking up in like the middle of the night because you feel nauseous.
Oh. And then you can't solve it. You try to drink a cold glass of water.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I still feel terrible.
If you ate like a massive meal before bed or something and I was waking up like 2 a.m. just sweating.
Oh.
Not really sweating. Just feeling nauseous. I hate that feeling.
Right after the... right after the fast, so we went to BJ's.
Yeah, you know, that was one of those nights.
I woke up that night crazy thirsty because we hadn't been eating carbs, and I just ate an entire burger and fries and half a Pizookie. And so it was all
which was two cinnamon rolls, four cinnamon rolls,
and also
covered
just
in ice
so
cream.
Much sugar, and my body needs water to process that.
Yeah, just working overtime while you're sleeping.
And I was chugging water at BJ's when we got there, but. They put so much ice in it. Yeah. It's just like...
It's like one gulp and it's gone,
and it's one wrong move and all that ice is just... slaps you in the face.
That's second worst feeling. To I hate waking that. Up feeling nauseous in like the middle of the night.
Taking a sip of water and it...
Ice face blasts
crumbles.
You.
Also, a terrible feeling is when you accidentally drop your phone on your face when you're like half falling asleep or it just slips out of your hand.
Been there,
makes
been there, brother.
Makes me so mad. So instantly furious. So angry. Try to turn this off. It's kind of warm.
Yeah, it is going.
Oh, is that why? I thought our bodies were just...
My circulation is cut off and my feet right now because I can't feel them. They're very cold.
Is it... I mean, it's the furthest part from my heart, my hands, and my feet.
Okay.
But...
I would say definitely your feet more than your hands. Your heart is so close to your hands, Gavin.
Parker.
Your knees are farther than your hands from your heart.
Yeah.
Maybe. But... Maybe it's also because it's cold outside and my hands are just the one thing that's not usually covered. But my feet are so cold at night when I'm first getting into bed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my feet are cold. And
yeah, bad circulation.
Not so much hands, but maybe it's a circulation thing and I just... Does that mean I'm
cooked?
Getting blood clots already
at
this young age? Oh my gosh, how did I...
What else could we say to strike fear into everyone's hearts?
I've been thinking about that.
How about nuclear holocaust?
Yeah,
that would be bad. One push of a button and the whole world is in flames.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, not really in flames.
It's probably all going to work out.
We're going to be fine. Look at all these other people that have done way worse.
I'm actually pretty optimistic about the state of the world these days.
Oh, yeah.
More so than I have been in the past.
The Lord
you know, we're in a
done with President with Trump.
We're on a state of emergency at the border. It's locked down.
State of emergency, state of emergency.
I didn't even know that because,
that's
you know.
What I always say.
Not on social media.
How are we on a state of emergency at the border right now, honestly? I live not
very
far
from
the border.
Trump just declared a state of emergency.
Finally. Oh.
He's like, shut down the border. We're not just, you're not just letting people can't. Also, he just signed a deal. We don't have to get into that.
What did
I'll tell
sign?
You guys later.
Okay.
Yeah. Just whisper it real quick.
No, it's like, yeah. We don't need to get into it.
Okay, we're just
saying. I did. Oh, I did.
Elephant
oh.
in the room.
Oh, yeah. That's good. You didn't say anything until just now.
I was like, waiting to say it on the podcast. Oh, I noticed it. A dang hat.
Thank you.
I noticed goodness. It immediately,
oh,
Gavin.
Oh, my goodness, Gavin.
But I didn't want to say it in real life and then say it on the podcast and have it be fake. I don't fake things on this podcast.
I know.
And so people don't understand.
Everything is real.
Literally no one understands that.
Oh my gosh. I was so embarrassed for you last episode.
Me?
I feel like we sometimes just try to keep the conversation going so much that we don't even stop to think about anything we just said.
Oh, interesting.
With certain things. Like we let Gavin get away with saying America was like 400 years old. We're like, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember that. I have no recollection of that.
I know that's not true. That was...
There's probably even more things that all of us say that just...
Yeah.
But I was editing and I was like,
It's not... We're not 400. We're younger
not
than
that. Not even close.
Oh, well.
It's all right. It happens to
yeah,
lots
nothing
of
that we say really is weighed too heavily in our minds before we say it. Some things.
I'd say 400 years... I know it's not 400 years.
Meant
we're
like
younger than that.
50.
But we're one of the youngest nations.
That's true.
That's true.
Youngest countries.
Because, yeah, we were talking about how old China is. And then
yeah.
Oh, is that what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I know we're older than, or younger than that. Okay. Jeez.
He knows. Freaking shut up about it.
Goodness. I was kind of learning about Genghis Khan recently.
Oh, yeah.
He was not a good guy.
Wait a second. Maybe he wasn't that bad of a guy. That's what I was learning.
Oh. My gosh.
Whoa, wait a second. Is he not that bad?
I feel like people love to do that, like Hitler.
No, this is different. Bad.
No,
people also say Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, he's
no
kind
one
of
says that.
No, people like,
no, he actually just
like he's that's like kind of interesting. I'd like love to study him. I've been,
well, yeah, that's different than saying maybe he had a point. Saying it's interesting and I want to study it is very different than saying, like. That guy.
Wait a second.
Maybe he was onto something.
Delicious.
No, he was definitely a really bad guy, actually.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He killed, like, millions and millions of people.
And did worse than killed many millions of people.
That's kind of where the misconception lies.
Because how could he have done that himself to millions of people?
Well, at that point, in that day and age, when you're... actually, never mind. I don't really want to talk about it that much.
No, it's okay.
Oh, you want to know something crazy that I learned today that also contributed to being the best day ever?
What?
I think that ChatGPT is the greatest tool for learning that there's ever been, ever. Mm. And I think that's actually not very controversial. But you can learn about anything. You just ask questions.
It combines a lot.
Repeatedly, and it just like expands and expands and expands and expands. I learned so much about... Okay, I went on a journey today. I said ChatGPT.
Chat journey or real life?
I've been setting goals for myself. I'm trying to like set obtainable goals that would actually make a difference in my life that are like not super useful, but kind of sick.
Mm-hmm.
One of my goals was to learn how vinyl records work. How does the needle play the song? What the heck?
How does it get that scratch?
Right?
How does the sound come out? Yeah, yeah.
Where does the sound come from? That's the most, like, I mean, it's probably not nearly as complicated as like a phone or like actual electronics. Yeah. But just the fact that it's so rudimentary makes it seem way more complicated than it really is. It's still complicated. But, and so I just did a deep dive, and bro, I went for pages
miles
and pages and pages.
Miles.
And I ended up kind of ditching the vinyl record thing after like three, you know, after a few minutes because I kind of figured out how it worked vaguely. But it took me down a rabbit trail of basically like what music is. And it's fascinating.
Mm.
Yeah. Music. I don't know if that'd be considered music theory because I wasn't really like that deep into it, I would say. But mostly just not as much how music works as much as how sound works, bro.
Oh, yeah.
In frequencies, in overtones,
yeah,
in harmonics, in how it all works, in why certain sounds resonate with us. Like why when you play these two notes, why does it resonate in our brain? And it's all math, bro. It's all math. Yeah, the frequencies, if they're... This is a very base level understanding of it, and someone that knows more would
anyways,
definitely know more than this.
But it's when frequencies are multiples of each other, that's when they
sound better together.
Sound better together. And it's all that music is
because the waves are moving in unison or like at least reflecting a similar pattern.
Yeah. And it just makes us more at ease, I guess. Mm-hmm. People don't really know why it resonates with humans. A lot of it's cultural and just like we've heard this for so long and it sounds good to us because we've heard it sound good in other things. So some of it, but some of it is like genuinely when these frequencies are played together, one is like 440. I think that's every single chord or note that you play mm-hmm. has a frequency that's assigned to it. And like mm-hmm. I think it's called a middle A is a 440 hertz. That's mm-hmm. the frequency. And so like an octave change, like when you go from like singing an A to like an A that's like relatively the same note, but just mm-hmm. sung at a higher octave, then that would be 880 hertz. That's a 2-to-1 ratio.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, but then there's like singing a harmony. Would you could sing a harmony that still works with 440 hertz, but it has to be a multiple of 440 in some sense.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And like there's overtones. So you never, like if like a piano plays a note, an A note, boom, 440 hertz, you're not just hearing 440 hertz, you're also hearing overtones. So you'll hear 440 hertz, 880 hertz, 1700, and like the multiples just keep going mm-hmm. up, and you're hearing all these different frequencies mm-hmm. in the, it's incredibly complicated.
Yeah.
And I was going hard, bro. And it was so interesting. I learned about EQing and equalization mm-hmm. and how finding the bass frequency is important because, you know.
Yeah.
Because you fun. Hear a lot There's of... There's so much Because each person's voice has their own overtone. That's why you right. could sing an A chord and I could sing an... Or I sorry, like an A note and I could sing it and it would sound different. Mm-hmm. We're both singing the same frequency, but our overtones are different because the shape of our throat and it just resonates differently in our... I was going hard, bro.
Go to.
I sank way too much time into it. I spent half the day not at work, and then I spent some of the day at work,
like
just going hard on ChatGPT. It was awesome.
Go to Apple Music and pull up Kanye's album 808 and Heartbreak. I always think of Kanye when it's like there's music that sounds good where I'd be like, oh, the start of this song. Like just grabs me, but sometimes his music, it's like, wow, this kind of sounds bad, but then he turns it into something so good.
Go like, to Fiend, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, it's a saw that's wave. A prime example.
I think it's a saw wave, so it's like super harsh. Cause like sound frequencies make different shapes, and I remember learning about this in one of my classes. But there's like a whole bunch of different ones. But I
what
think
makes
that's
it,
a saw.
What makes a sound harsh is when the overtones, when the bass. Frequency and the overtones aren't multiples of each other. Like if they're not directly relative to each other, mm-hmm. then it starts sounding distorted, and that's when it starts sounding uncomfortable. And sometimes it'll like go shift back into like alignment, and then it like kind of justifies the dissonant. It's crazy, bro. Oh yeah, I started looking up a bunch of videos like this. They had like 700 views of like the bass note's the same. That's beautiful. Is that Kanye?
It blows up your laptop speakers.
This is government brain
but near
mind
the end,
control.
Didn't that sound a little bit like Fiend?
Whoa, wait Fiend. A second.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's a sawtooth wave.
Yeah. Well, what creates a sawtooth wave, I wonder?
I don't know how you do it, but I remember like square waves, sawtooth waves.
Can you click on that?
Oh, so basically also when you're making a chord, actually, never mind. It's probably not really that interesting.
What do you want to learn about Kanye?
Go click on, I'm trying to remember what song it is.
Sing it and I'll try and think.
Click on Say You Will. Nope, next one. Nope, next one. Nope.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. No, next. Nope.
Oh my. Every single one of these sounds amazing at first.
Next. Yeah, it's this one.
Let me know. Do I still got time?
Maybe. But the
layers
way it
with,
starts,
it
it's
with other
like,
stuff and it sounds cool. That's cool.
The beginning of it, though, it's like so terrible, but then it turns, it's one of my favorite songs.
Because I was just thinking about like headphone jacks, how those work. Like, how the heck does it
yeah,
get
all these from, different layers.
Yeah,
this
bro.
Information gets to there. Yeah, I just don't.
Because you know how sometimes if you plug your head, at least for me, my Xbox controller, if I plug in my headphone jack and then I can only hear out of one ear and I twist it and then I can hear from the other one. Oh. It's just the different layers. But each layer, because like there's different tabs, there's black tabs on there. Yeah. It's touching a different metal prong that's then sending sound waves to one ear from this direction of the... It's so crazy.
It's fascinating.
There's like, so many things.
If you look at a headphone jack, if it has three prongs, that means it's one left, one right, and then one microphone.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a left and a right, like my headphones I use for mixing this, it's just got two prongs because there's no, or like two little lines on it because it's, you got no microphone on it.
Yeah.
So like if you look at your like headset, there'll be three. I think it's one left, one right, and then one microphone. I know that for sure.
Yeah, like, that's where
the
it's
craziest
like-
part for me was like, it seems like music is not something that you can quantify of like, I love the way this sounds, but I have no idea why. I thought that was just like how it worked. Like, we don't really know why we like it,
yeah,
but we like it. And that's kind of true. But some of it is literally like this, science. Like a, yeah, like this math, is 440 hertz.
Yeah.
If something is like a 2/5 ratio of 440, so whatever that would be. So like 440 plus, you know, whatever.
Because I remember a long time ago, we were talking about like ChatGPT making music.
Yeah.
Remember, you were like, there's no way.
No shot.
It can do that. How's it going to know what we think sounds good?
Yeah.
Like it's just all
but
it's
some
all
the of waves. It has to do with just the waves being.
Yeah, because I mean, you,
relative
you can tell like this is why it sounds like this.
Multiples of each other.
But we don't know why we like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we don't really know. And I think it said some of it was like cultural or whatever. We just know what we've liked as a people. And so when we hear it again, it's just like patterns.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure just man made everything.
Yeah.
That's how
science can explain everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I saw this recently or heard it on another podcast. But there's with the TikTok ban that lasted just a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
There's
the worst 12 hours of my life.
There, like, people were so desperate to have another app to scroll on that wasn't Instagram. There's this number one trending app was called Red Note. And it's a Chinese...
it's like the Chinese version
TikTok.
Of TikTok.
And so most of the stuff is in Mandarin. And... But it's like has so many downloads right now. And if you go to the comments on it in the App Store, it's so funny. Because basically... Most of the stuff, nothing's really in English that's on there. But then they started making people that spoke Mandarin, Chinese, and English would make these videos and be like, oh, welcome the refugees, or like the Americans.
That's
welcome
funny.
To our app. This is how it works, and trying to explain it all to them. It was so funny. And
I think a lot of it was to spite. Because people, they banned TikTok because China was like indirectly getting our data. Because mm-hmm. TikTok's a US-based company, but they're owned by
uh-huh.
a company in China. So people were like, I actually don't care if China has my data. I'll directly interact with China's TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like be like,
yeah,
I don't care if it steals my data.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like to spite. And because not really usable probably because everything is in mm-hmm. a different language.
Chinese. This is insane. People protesting and picketing to keep TikTok. I could not imagine... Unless I worked for this company, like being so dedicated to like, I need this video sharing app. I'm going to go out and protest.
Even TikTok doesn't like, I understand why some influencers are using it because it paid really well.
You know what? I actually,
yeah, true.
It. But
it
now
does.
It does not, it's not, hasn't been paying super well for like the last year.
No.
But
no,
when,
that's not true. It's paid really, it's been the most.
Yeah, yes. But not as well as it was originally.
No.
Like Trey talked about it. Trey Kennedy posted. And would make a lot of money from TikTok, but then they just dropped a ton of.
Oh, because TikTok Shop is
charging.
A huge thing now.
Mm-hmm.
People make a bunch of money from that, posting like affiliate
yeah,
links
crazy.
On TikTok Shop.
Yeah.
You're awarded anything from TikTok Shop?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Never been on TikTok.
Me neither.
You never been on TikTok?
Mm-mm.
I didn't have it for the longest, and then I heard it was getting banned. So before it got banned, like. 30 minutes before it got banned, I downloaded it on my phone.
Yes.
And I didn't want to delete it because it's like, you
it's
know,
like
my
relic. Phone's worth millions
now
of dollars.
My phone's worth bajill. Interesting.
I remember seeing ads for it like super, super long time ago on like mobile games or whatever.
When it was
like, oh, this thing's trying to be Vine or whatever. And like, this
yeah.
is not going to catch on. And
doing
it,
too much.
It did. TikTok. That's such
TikTok.
A stupid name.
It was for also real. Called something else before.
Was it the same
musically.
As Musical.ly?
It was Musical.ly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I downloaded TikTok in like 2019.
Remember people who did that. I remember Musical.ly being a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was mostly like how TikTok really started with. There was people just doing trends.
Lip syncing videos. Remember Jacob Sartorius? You remember?
No.
Oh.
Sounds awesome, though.
It was so sick.
Dang.
Yeah. He was like the original. Who's like a cool white boy? Timothée Chalamet or something?
Yeah.
He wasn't that big, though. And he was young. He was like 13.
Justin Bieber.
There it is. He was like our Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Not too long after Justin Bieber. Dude, you know what I found today scrolling on YouTube?
Justin Bieber.
No. I was looking around. I've been listening to a lot of Bob Dylan lately. And I saw an account called Posty Malone on YouTube with like 46,000 subscribers.
Wow.
And it only has one video and it's from 11 years ago. And it's like a Bob Dylan cover, Austin Post. And it's Post Malone before he was famous singing a cover of Bob Dylan.
Oh, that's cool.
And the account, it literally has like 40,000 subscribers in one video from 11 years ago. And it's him singing, what's the song called? That's All Right. I think it's called That's All Right something. Right there. Posty Malone. From Austin, by Austin Richard. Wix gives you the freedom to tell your story. It's actually a beautiful song. I hadn't heard this one before. But it's like a folk song, which is weird coming from Post Malone. Captain says, excuse my hair, haha, thanks for watching. But it ain't no use to sit
and wonder why be. His voice sounds the same. If you don't know by now.
But it ain't no use to... That's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. And I clicked on the account. Yeah, Posty Malone, 78. Give and that's the only video.
That's crazy.
From 11 years ago.
14 mil.
Yeah, you got a lot of views.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is kind of neat.
So we just need one video.
Okay, let's delete everything. One video.
We'll just do one video at a time. If it doesn't get traction, delete the account. Yeah, start a new account, post another video.
That sounds awesome.
I went to lunch today. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
So whoa. I had to finish up a job, worked until about 2:30.
Uh-huh.
Went and got lunch. Didn't eat it yet. Went to go pick up these chairs.
These chairs. Oh, yeah.
Then went back to the job to finish one more thing because they're like, oh, hey, we forgot one more handle. Would you mind? I was like, oh, no problem. Pretty close to where I was. Put up the handle and I was like, oh, I want to eat this now. No, I'll go home first. Drive all the way home. I open up my Slim Chickens and I usually get it's like a 5-piece.
What's the soggy?
It was 4 pieces in the wrong sauce.
Oh my god.
They
gosh.
Gave me the wrong
I've never
food.
Had that experience.
Me neither.
You've had it twice.
And I was in person.
And you think after the first time you would check before you left.
I've never had that happen to me.
Hannah did or somebody. Yeah.
I vividly
you
remember
and Hannah
that.
Told us.
No, Hannah about that. Had that happen to her maybe. It's never happened to me. I got what I wanted.
There it is. Oh.
Oh yeah. Pretty if it doesn't usual. Have to do with Gavin, then he doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
If Gavin gets what he wants, he does not care.
Yeah, I think maybe I was at home when I was sick and she picked up Slims.
Oh, gotcha.
And she checked it right after she got it, though, and just went back in line and they gave her the right stuff.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That is good to hear.
So I took a picture of it and
sent it to him.
No, I wanted to go by there to be like, hey, give me a free
tendy and give me a free what's
red,
your sauce?
Red velvet red. Milkshake. Red That's velvet. What they have right now. An Oreo red oh velvet.
Is that what you ordered and they didn't give it to you?
No, but I saw it and I thought I really it. Want that.
I
now.
Really deserve this for free.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find out a way
Dude,
to get this
Jack's
free.
Had,
I support them enough.
I don't like Jack's lunch food that much or anything else, but their breakfast is so good.
Yeah, how was it?
Breakfast
taco?
Taco was the best breakfast taco I've had.
Maybe I'll swing by there if I got a job that's going on.
This is like a breakfast burrito, but less tortilla.
Mm.
Nice.
You know, it was like, crunchy? It's like they're like $4. No, it's like a soft.
Oh, so a burrito?
No, it's
a, no, but it's not. It's like
taco.
A soft taco.
Oh.
And it's hot and it's warm.
They got good ones.
Like
at,
it was like bacon, egg, cheese, sausage, and potatoes.
I love breakfast.
And yeah.
You go to Nanny Goat's ever? Great breakfast
they
tacos.
Have good breakfast tacos too, but. Jack's was better.
In 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's good. Good breakfast
when we first moved here 2 years ago.
Goodness guys, gracious.
We just had our 2-year anniversary of moving here. Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Anyway.
That's crazy cool.
I sent you a photo, though.
We've done this podcast longer in Texas than in Oregon. That feels...
That is crazy.
That's
feels
not true.
Really weird.
Yes, it is.
That's not true.
Really, we've been doing this podcast 3.5 years and 2 years in Texas.
Right, guys?
You guys, Christian's really good at math. He loves music math.
Can you believe that math is what rules our taste in music?
It rules the world.
How come? I don't understand why math is relevant and how we like resonate with music, but it is.
That's just how we calculate. I think that's how
they have to be multiples of each other. And I know that's probably just what we use to calculate. So it's like, of course, it's math. That's the only thing we have to measure it.
Yeah,
it's like a measurement. Goodness, it's so complex, bro. What the heck?
Yeah. Maybe it's not really that complex, but they use math to make it complex and like, wow, look at this.
That's also valid, kind of, but not really. Actually, it doesn't work.
Math is just a like, representation of what it is.
Because it's still a spectrum. It's just a representation of the spectrum.
Yeah, it is.
You have to have something to quantify each unit of change. But it's just sound, and we just make it more complicated than it is.
You guys,
and you don't need
that.
It. It's not necessary to make music. Yeah. Great musicians don't understand the numbers behind music.
And like some people just don't need to be making sound. Like,
but great sound people all know the numbers. You should learn some math.
Oh,
Parker.
I've learned some of the numbers.
I know. I always see what you're doing back there, and it never makes sense until now.
Yep.
And I was looking at it, and I was like, "That's what Parker does."
And he knows what he's doing. He knows the numbers back
there.
Yeah,
we promise.
He doesn't just do it because it sounds good.
I listen. Okay, I don't like that number.
Yeah.
Turn down that number.
That's both are just as valid, but it really is if they're multiples of each other. If it's like a, if it's.
Trying to explain it is one of the hardest things ever.
If a 440, four, okay, 440 hertz, that's an A. That's just like a classic.
Yeah.
That's an A note. That's an A note. 440 hertz.
What's an 808?
Ding. That's the sound of a drum.
Yeah. It's just a kick drum. Like that's like drum packs. 808, sir. That's what they're called usually.
Ding. Then you can do 880, and that's like the same thing, but a higher octave. But if, like, what's a 440 divided by 2 is 220. So 660 hertz also works because it's not an octave up, but it's a multiple of 440. So it would resonate with 440 hertz. And so what a chord is you're just combining all these notes that the frequencies resonate with each other mathematically. Mm-hmm. And you can feel it, you know, when they resonate with each other because it doesn't sound like bang. It sounds more beautiful.
It sounds more like...
I don't really resonate with the numbers, more just the feeling.
Oh, yeah, and that's not really necessary to know the numbers that much, but
it is so crazy, though.
The numbers
help you create a baseline, and then you understand like why what you're doing is doing what it's doing.
Yeah.
It may help you create a baseline, but we don't need that, Parker. Okay,
literally.
We just know music.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How much music do you
guys
know?
Like us?
So much.
We know music.
Yeah. I know Kanye.
Well, that's true. It probably the math part isn't. It's not like it's mathematic because it has to be mathematic. But it's mathematic because we assign math to it because that's the only way that we know how to like actually judge the difference between this frequency and that frequency.
Exactly.
Still so crazy, bro. I can't believe it. So much to know, and I know.
Yeah, aren't you
gonna, actually everything now about music?
Are you going to read a book about music?
Yeah, I don't think that would entertain me that much.
Yeah, probably not.
Stuff like that is so vast, and I know how to make music sound good. I just don't know why it sounds good, and I'm fine with that. I have a very basic understanding now, and that's probably all I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh.
But it's good to have.
Parker, I sent you a photo.
You sent me a rank photo.
Oh my goodness.
Send Parker a rank photo, because I was thinking today when I saw this machine.
Oh, that is rank.
This is because I got water and I go up to it and I look at this high-C lemonade and I think to myself, yeah.
Have you ever indulged?
Who's drinking the high-C?
Who's drinking high-C?
And I was like, there's obviously drinks on this Coca-Cola machine that are way better than others.
Yeah.
But which are the best? And I have my own opinion, obviously.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Oh, barf. Is that what you're going to say? Oh, barf. Oh,
barf.
But what are you guys, I want us to rank in the best to worst.
That's what you meant by rank photo.
Yeah. So zoom in on that, Parker, a little bit. My eyes aren't too good.
How should we order it?
So we'll just read off what's on there. Okay. So we got Dr. Pepper.
People aren't going to remember this. There's 8.
Then they can watch the dang YouTube video.
Dr. Pepper, Barks Root Beer, Coke Zero, Coca-Cola Cherry, Diet Dr. Pepper, Fanta, Orange Fanta, High C Pink Lemonade, Water below it, then Sprite, then soda water, Diet Coke, and regular Coca-Cola.
I think you said that in the most confusing way possible.
Yeah, probably. Right. I should have just said Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Coca-Cola.
Oh my gosh, don't even say Coca-Cola. Yeah. Just say Coke.
Coke and Coca-Cola.
Keep it the same. Coke, you got
We don't
Coke,
need to read them off. Coke. We'll read them off when we're ranking them. Also, as we rank them, we're going
to
read them.
Okay, why'd they put them like that on the machines, too? Gracious. There's definitely a better way to organize
To avert your eyes.
Yeah, Gavin, we want to look at all the options. Whoa, this one. And then look over here.
Okay,
look
I'll go here. First. Okay. Number one, Dr. Pepper. Number two, Coke Zero. Number three, Diet Coke. Number four, Sprite. Number five, Coke. Number six, Dr. Pepper. Number seven, Mug Root Beer. Number eight, Orange Fanta. Number nine, Hi-C.
Okay, that is a bad way to do it because that is impossible to remember. Yeah. I don't even remember. I remember number seven being Barks Root Beer because I was like, okay, I should probably start paying attention when you got to Barks Root Beer.
He didn't even say Barks. He said Mug.
Yeah, really? He did. Yeah.
Dang it. Oh my gosh.
So you weren't even paying attention.
It doesn't even say Root Beer on there. It says Barks. I don't know why. Whatever.
Root Beer
it does say Root Beer.
It's below it.
I know, but then the main thing on it is Barks.
This is
I cannot understand the love for Diet Coke. It's so bad to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I can understand getting accustomed to the taste, but just like the intro into it. Ooh, nasty.
This guy's never been on a weight loss journey.
Nasty Westy.
The root beer barrel candies.
Ooh, gross.
Mm-mm. So good.
I can't.
No? Man. You guys like Barks root beer?
I don't really like root beer.
I'm not a really big root beer guy, unless it's like a draft root beer like made on tap, bro.
What, Gavin? Wow.
What?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shh.
Gavin,
I haven't drank soda at all this year. And I'm not going to.
I don't believe you.
Not true.
Yeah, have you had sweet tea?
That's not soda.
You're right.
What's the point of not drinking soda?
I'm just seeing if I can just avoid soda.
Oh, diet soda too.
I don't love it that much, but it's usually like, oh, soda, that's good to drink.
Oh, soda.
Tastes good.
Yeah, I've been...
What do we got? What differentiates soda from Red Bull?
Exactly.
You've been drinking Red Bull?
I drink Red Bull. So I'm not drinking soda.
And
energy
Red Bull.
Drinks, though, I'm drinking.
Yeah.
I had to cut out one.
I'm kind of doing the same thing. I'm not haven't been drinking soda. Because when I go to Slim's, I'll get water. And it's actually cheaper. They discount, which usually they don't do that.
Oh, really?
I'll be danged.
I did not know that. I thought you had to get a drink. It's mandatory.
Yeah, you say water with it, and they give you a discount.
Cool.
So
my boss walked in, like Instacart a bunch of snacks for us, and like a 35 count case of Dr. Pepper Zero today. So I don't really know what I'm gonna do.
Yes.
You're not going to
go ahead and indulge, bro. Just try it.
I gotta resist.
It's zero.
I love it.
Diet but it's still got aspartame.
It's still bad for
aspartame's you. Aspartame's not bad for you.
I'd say drinking soda is better for you than drinking
extensive
soda
research.
At all.
Yes,
that's true. But drinking diet soda is basically the same as drinking not soda, pretty much.
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
Got the aspartame.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but it's very, very trace amounts. Because it's so sweet. Yeah, bro.
There's like trace amounts in there.
There's like only trace aspartame in there, they say.
But however many you drink in those.
Huh?
What did I just say?
However many you drink in those.
However many of those you drink, it just adds up. So rather just not drink it.
Yeah, that's true. Just,
I'll stick with my Red Bull. Thank you very much.
I also did a half sweet for one of my coffees today.
Whoa!
And also instead of because I get one of Hannah's free shift drinks, so I never pay for coffee.
Yeah, me too. I get Haley's.
Pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh. Well, she just doesn't drink hers.
Or I would usually get
coffee, right?
Yeah.
She does?
What you're saying is true. Yes. What don't you understand about yes?
Because I said a negative statement and then you said yes.
Negative plus positive equals negative. Shoot.
Oh my gosh.
Should have said no.
But in society these days?
Yeah, literally society says yes.
Because if someone says, do you mind if I have this? And they say yes, as in go ahead and have it.
Don't have it.
But really, I meant yes, I do mind. Don't have it, but I already ate it and it's good.
Gavin, does Hannah drink coffee?
Yes.
And yet you still get her shift drink?
If you work
a double
the opening, like the opening shift, it's two.
You get two.
Two shifts.
That's true.
Only when she works a double.
When's Mariah gonna start working at UConn?
Never.
Hayden probably. Just got hired though.
I know. Yeah.
But she,
she said she wouldn't like it. It's just the people there. It kind of
ghetto.
Was she teaching today?
Yeah, she subbed in
kindergarten.
So she got up early, got me up early.
Goodness.
And then the cat came in and it was like jumping on me.
Ranger.
Yeah.
Ranger, danger.
Bro, every once in a while, he just stinks up the entire house, just Oopie. Infiltrates it.
Oh, he stinks up his entire house? That's his way of telling you this is his house.
It's so bad.
You know, it's so awesome. I don't actually have to worry about that because I don't have a cat.
But you stink up the entire house.
Gavin, you don't know the depth of love you feel when you have a cat.
It really is awesome.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's also the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Being
a cat dad.
I mean, my personal
And Parker experience. Knows what I'm talking about.
It's yeah, you awesome. Have to clean up their poop.
You come home so from awesome. A long day at work and you just look at them and pillows are on the floor, lamps knocked over. But it's just so worth it.
Smells like poop.
Because he poops everywhere too. And it's like, man.
It's like, this is so awesome.
I've given this creature the best life possible and I've made mine worse simultaneously.
Yeah.
And I've had to spend more money on him. It's so fun to spend money on.
Spend money on this thing. And then I have to
it's really not pick that expensive.
Up his fecal matter.
Yeah. And it's just feces.
Yeah,
it's like I just worked such a long day and now I get to clean up
this guy who's awesome. Just been hanging out here in my house.
And then he looks at me
cuddling with my wife.
Yeah. How dare
you? Oh, hey, Parker. There's some poop in the litter box.
Yeah, go clean you're it. Home.
Go clean up my poop.
Go get to work. So entitled.
Goodness gracious.
Entitled little cat. Meow.
Meow.
I think the best drink on there right now, Cherry Coke.
Wow.
Dude, lately, I've been. If I,
what do you mean lately? Go ahead and expand on that. How late?
As of last year, when I was drinking soda, I would get Cherry Coke all the time.
Yeah,
that was my advice,
too.
Man. It had me
in a
deadlock.
Any kind of flavor added there? Sonic has the best soda, bro, because you can add whatever flavor.
Oh
you
yeah,
want.
I don't know. I've had them add flavor to stuff before, and it just tastes weird.
Oh really?
It's
ooh.
Like, ooh.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, it gives me a headache.
Oh, Sonic has Red Bull drinks.
Yes.
Those are good.
That's dangerous. That's way.
Sonic's breakfast is really good.
Red Bull already has so much sugar. And so
I always get zero.
It gets.
They have a new monk fruit one. That's cool.
Oh.
What?
Monk fruit Red Bull?
They do?
Have you seen the black one? It's a Red Bull Zero.
Oh, yeah. They've had that for a long time.
Like dark gray, not black.
Oh, yes. I don't really know like the difference. It's just different sweeteners.
Zero
different kind of
calorie
sweetener.
Or something.
No, it's zero sugar sweeteners. Still. It's the same. It's just a different artificial sweetener that they use between zero and diet. I don't know what it is. Sucralose and aspartame or something.
One I was looking at the monk fruit one though, and it's like still the third sweetener. Like there's two other sweeteners in there that there's more of than monk fruit. So like what is even
oh,
the
monk
point?
Fruit's a sweetener. I thought it was the flavor.
No, it's a sweetener.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all natural.
75% of your daily.
Oh sugar?
Yeah, 38 grams.
Oh,
I feel like it's so easy for me to just, like, not, like, crave a dessert or, like, a sweet or something. But if it's there in front of me, then it's like, you know, I might as well just take it. But I'm not going to. I feel like it's so much easier for me to not just go out of my way to get some.
What was
Mariah
tempt
indulgence?
You?
No, not really. But she likes to bake. So if she bakes something, it's like, whoa.
It'd be offensive if I didn't eat
it
so
would,
much.
It really, really would.
What was the thing that was so controversial about Red Bull, or maybe still is? People were like, there's bull in here.
It was about Prime, I thought.
I thought it was taurine.
Taurine is, what is taurine?
Yeah. Taurine's not bad for you.
T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Maybe because it looks like urine, but T-A urine.
It really is bull something.
Goat. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like a natural, taurine is in like red meat and stuff.
It's an amino acid found abundantly in brain, retina, heart, and reproductive organ cells. Okay, so it's like, it could be.
It's better for your brain.
Bull
it's
testicles.
Better for brain.
But people eat those all the time.
People eat those and they're very good for you.
It's called.
Quit fussing about it.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
The same Prime has the same stuff in it that Teflon Pans has.
Yeah, I don't drink Prime.
They have a bunch of that. Yeah, me neither. It tastes. I knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah, that's the stuff. The forever chemical or whatever. It's in your body. It's in your body forever. You can't get rid of it.
Why do you say it like that? It's in your body. It's in you. It's in there forever. You can't get rid of it.
it's
under
body,
your skin.
All of you.
It's when
it's
in your
right
body,
now,
it's in your body forever.
Oh,
you can't get rid of it.
I thought, okay.
You know what? That's a good name.
Yeah.
For that.
what I just said.
Forever chemicals. I mean, self-explanatory.
Yeah, it's really scary.
There was a documentary on Netflix about it.
No.
About it. Voice crack.
Oh, man. In the last episode when you said regular flies, that was so funny.
Yeah.
Not even just that you said it, just like how we all
just overreacted
to it. But man, I feel for you now when you're preaching and stuff. If you mispronounce a word, all
bro,
those
people
in the front row, it's the funniest thing they've ever heard.
It's pretty funny.
And I said something when I messed up, like,
oh,
saying,
oh, that
Hannah's
was
word,
actually
Hannah's.
Funny.
I said something.
No, when Parker was up in front of everybody giving like announcement or something.
Because I was going to say, go to Hannah and get a card, but I said, go to Hannah'd.
Yeah.
No, like, it was worse than that.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly,
no,
that's
it was
exactly
worse than that. What it was. And Parker was up there, you could see him getting mad, and everyone's just laughing.
And it was
that
awesome.
That was hilarious.
It was like, okay, there's no point in saying anything else.
It's the best. I know, people are such idiots.
Goodness, it's hilarious, you guys. What's the best thing to do in that situation, you think? You're up on stage and you just said, you know, you're trying to say the...
I was eating some peanuts earlier, and you accidentally...
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
If you actually... What happens? And everyone laughs? You can, like, do the ha-ha, very funny.
No, I'd just be like, if it's that bad, if it's that insane...
Then you gotta be. If it's something, like, actually like an embarrassing slip up where you said an inappropriate word.
What if you just said a regular word, but like flies instead of fries, and it wasn't that funny? And everyone
laughed. That's pretty funny.
No, I mean, like, seriously, up on stage.
Then I would have stopped. I
would
have
just like
stop
and like look at people and be like, "That's what you gotta do."
I'd be like,
"Really, guys, this is what we're laughing at." Like that kind of look.
Yeah.
Like, oh, nice, hilarious.
No. It just kind of depends on the moment. If it's kind of a lighthearted thing that I'm speaking. Like, I'm talking about in that moment, then I'm just like, oh, flies.
Parker was getting so mad.
Dude, I was mad because I was just trying to, like, finish my sentence.
And everybody
and people
was
are
like,
they, so
people
loud.
Were,
oh,
like,
it was so
erupted.
Oh, I got so angry, too.
I was laughing
when
so
I was
hard.
Trying to, like, what were they clapping for? People were clapping for something.
I think it was when you messed up. Started dying laughing and then just, woo!
Yeah.
They were high-fiving each other and stuff.
People were... There was some applause thing, and I had to, like, say, I don't know what I had to say, but people would still
people were clapping.
I think it was because
it was when they said, good job,
back.
Thanks, Gavin, for that message, and everyone clapped.
Oh, yeah, and there's still, like, the lingering, like, I want to be the last one to clap.
Oh,
it's
I didn't
so
hear
annoying.
That.
Because it's so loud in that little corner. Like,
oh,
okay,
I know, it's a loud corner.
I'm trying to say a couple of things here. Stop it.
Stop.
Sometimes you got to be firm.
What do you mean?
Okay. Firm. And then move on.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta be serious in your tone.
Be serious.
It was hilarious. Because
sometimes there is, like, I'll say something or trip up over my words. When
I have
I'm
never
in
once
a serious
laughed
moment
at that.
And people
yes,
will kind of laugh,
have.
And then
no,
I'm
I
like,
not.
And
yes,
then I'm
have.
Like, and I make a face, and people usually stop pretty
really
quick.
You start howling usually.
Never,
yeah.
If anything, I will look at you.
I go like this.
But I won't be like, I'm going to laugh and interrupt this because that was so funny what he
I
just
like,
did.
Oh, yeah. It's never been like a laugh so loud that they have to stop and like, whoa, why is he laughing?
I've
never let the person that said it hear me laugh.
I've almost done that
that's,
before. I've
that's
almost stopped
like,
everything.
If I, like, because it's funny if someone like trips over the word, it's like, they said something.
Mm-hmm.
But
if it's in
like,
a serious
if you're
moment,
laughing so loud that they can't even finish what they were trying to say.
Or I don't, it happens like Pastor Kenny will have that happen sometimes where he says something. But if it's in a serious moment, it's like, okay.
I don't think anyone laughs in a serious moment.
People do. You would be surprised. You'd be surprised.
People
I can
get
see
uncomfortable.
Everybody's face.
Oh yeah, people do. I notice that watching movies when it's a serious moment, people love to try and make a joke. And it was just like, oh.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Pull
when
his
it's
pants
like,
down.
Yeah, it's like the most intense part of a movie, and it's like someone's crying or like, and then people just can't handle the tension. So say something.
Right,
yeah, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, okay, and he's crying. Right, guys? Yeah, he looks so funny when he cries.
Parker did that one time.
Yeah, that's a classic Parker
what?
Move.
When we were watching, I remember this vividly. We were watching some movie, us and our parents, and like I think I was maybe like getting teary-eyed from this scene in the movie, and my dad was kind of like sitting there too, and it's like not crying, but like it was an emotional thing. And Parker looks over, he's like, "Are you crying?" And my dad's like, what's wrong with you? And Parker's just like,
face like what sinks. Movie was it?
I don't even remember.
That's funny.
There's something where I was
Gavin,
like,
you should
oh,
not
like
have been crying. It was a movie.
And Dad's like, Parker, that's a stupid thing to ask or whatever. And he's just like,
did I make that face?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's like,
just a shocked face, devastated. Just, like, I remember I've said things like that where. That's like the worst feeling as a kid when you say something that you don't understand, like don't think is a big, like it's like an offhanded comment or not even offhanded, but something you don't understand is like crazy thing to say and you say it and then your dad's like, if you ever say that again, you're going to be in big trouble. Yeah, it's like, oh my God. What did I say?
Oh, dude, I remember saying something one time.
Yeah, I remember what you said.
Yeah, dude, don't.
I'm not gonna say it. I don't ever want to think about that ever again.
That was one of the worst.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what I was saying.
That's happened to me for sure.
Where we were camping.
Dude, yes.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Every once in a while, that like pops up in my head, and I'm like.
I feel like I vaguely remember the story, but I don't remember what it was. But that's happened to me for sure. When I say something and just don't understand what I'm saying, and my dad was like, if you ever say that, you don't say anything like that ever again.
I remember witnessing that with Jeremiah once. He was playing Fortnite or something, whatever, and he was like saying, oh, your dad was like, what did you just say? And he just looks at him like,
I said,
it's like, that's a spanking word. He's like,
Dad, I'm just trying to play video games. That's so funny.
That's funny.
Terrible feeling.
Mine wasn't like a word. Mine was just like a phrase that I thought was an innocent phrase. And then like just meant something that I didn't know what it meant. Don't you ever talk like that again.
That's what that was. Yeah. It was like, I was older. I was in middle school, I think, at that point. Maybe
the worst part was that he explained to me what I just said.
Yeah, dude. I stuck with him. Oh, it stuck with me forever.
But what are you like?
Is that
the best way to handle the situation? Because, I mean, I remember that.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, that's true.
I am never going to say that again.
Yeah, dude.
Literally never said that.
I think that was probably the best way to do
it. I think it probably helps you understand the gravity of what
but in the moment, it
you're
sucks.
Saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro, yeah. Because kids would say that all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
I guess we're doing this.
I guess
that's just what we do around here.
Yeah.
I guess that's just what we say. You know what you just said?
Gosh, that's up there with worst feelings.
But I did. But what do you even say? Like, I didn't even say anything.
Yeah, I
wasn't
being
in trouble
silent.
Either. But I was in the room and it was so uncomfortable. I was just like, I was just like,
is the music stopped? As soon as
like
you said
explained it.
It
to me. I'm like, I still don't even know what that means.
honey, come here. Tell him.
Oh my
yeah, that's
God.
Intense, dude.
And then we went right back to playing a board game.
Yep.
Just trying to forget. Like, yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry. I'm going to move you back.
I'm going here. Yeah, you have to tell me what it was after this.
No,
yeah.
I don't know.
After this.
Okay, maybe.
What do you mean maybe? What are you talking about?
It's just so terrible to relive. I'm never reliving that again. I've never told anybody that.
I'll tell you mine.
Yes. I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Yeah. You guys comment yours down below.
The worst thing you've ever said.
The worst thing you've ever said. Tell us what it was. I want you guys to dig deep. Goodness gracious, huh? This studio looks so good.
It feels so good.
These new chairs are so comfortable.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
everybody.
Park.
Yeah, these new chairs are so good. We got to talk about, books/book club?
Yeah.
Oh. Fine, we'll talk about books. Okay, I finished reading Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Oh.
And it was transformational.
Really?
Really good book. Pretty, good book. I read Lord of the Flies right afterward, which is like not even comparable. Like, it was good. It was like so dark and like makes you depressed, and then it's like Lord of the Flies still kind of dark but like way more of a lighthearted read.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, dude, I've been loving reading. I've been doing it so much.
We just finished, did you finish Shroud today? Mm-hmm. We just finished the Old Testament.
Oh, you Shroud?
Yeah.
Dang, Yeah, I guess January is almost over.
Yeah, New Testament won't take long.
New Testament in 7 days.
Like 3 days. And it's the most fun, New Testament, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All of Paul's letters are so fun. Revelation's so awesome. Good.
But reading all the prophets back to back, it was cool to see like the turn from like, you guys, you keep doing terrible stuff. This terrible stuff's going to happen to you because you don't serve God. Mm-hmm. And like, you're not obeying me. Like, literally just obey. And then all those bad things won't have to happen to you.
They keep doing what they're not supposed
to. And then finally, they kind of take a turn. A little bit more hopeful near the end.
In Malachi. Mm-hmm. Amos.
Yeah.
Gosh. So Obed. We gotta figure out what to. I want to read 100 books this year.
That's a lot of books.
That is a lot.
I think I can do it.
I think I'd like to read around 20 or at least.
Does a book of the Bible count?
It's like one a month.
I'm at 66 then. I'll be at 66.
That counts. I don't think it counts that much, but it definitely counts.
It counts
the Bible,
Old Testament, New Testament.
If you read the Bible in 1 month, if you put that up, like that would literally be like 60 books. Yes. That'd be like 50 books.
It'd be 66 books.
No, but like actual like full size books would probably be like 40.
I think
maybe not even that. I mean,
if you put 3 hours a day into reading books,
yeah.
I read Lord of the Flies, which is like a regular size book, maybe slightly below average, in 1 day. And I worked that day and I read it in 1 day. And it was like 250 pages.
Yeah, so that's probably at least 10 books.
We got
10 Lord of the Flies.
A listener's doing the shred with us. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I told him to message us every day. Yeah, every day after he finishes his shred.
That's crazy.
Philip. He's shredding.
Keep shredding with us. Keep it going. Yeah, it's. It is so much big picture because there's so much even as we're listening to and reading that I'll highlight something, but then I have to read so much more.
Dude, I was so mad. I was I was at a job that was just super mindless and the customer wasn't home. So I had a plane while I, and it was like, it was Proverbs or something. So it's just going through like one-liners. So you don't really have to pay attention to a big story.
He's rattling off bars.
And ever so often I was just going to my phone, highlighting. But I had such bad service in there that I went back and none of my highlights saved.
Oh, that sucks.
That
sucks. Yeah, Proverbs is like one of the best books of all time.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff in there. Psalms is also so good. It's just, there's...
Mm-hmm. Next year, I think I want to do the shred again next year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then, like, invite, Philip did it this year. If there's more people that want to do it, we just all get into a plan so we can see everyone's progress, and that makes you want
to
do it.
I'll do it with you. Motivating. I'll do it with you next year. Yeah. This year, I feel like it made more sense to me, because I've never read the Bible all the way through. I feel like the first time I read all the way through, I want to, like...
Get it all up.
Like, I mean, like, take some time.
Oh.
And, like, just, like, I'm going to read the whole Bible this year.
Front to back.
Yeah, front to back. And like kind of take some time with each spot. And then once I've done that, to run through it all briefly.
Bro, it's so good.
Especially after I just completed it, to just like get a refresher of everything. I feel like that'll lock it into my memory.
The
main things.
I feel like the way this is going to help is that it sets up so much context. But also it would help at the end. Like after doing deep dives, just going through all of it again.
It kind of
will jog your memory a little bit more.
Right.
So, I mean, there's kind of...
Dude, it's really crazy after reading a bunch of secular books,
mm-hmm.
how you realize how good of a book the Bible is, even to just, like, secular standards.
As
to someone who's non... Like, if even someone that's non-religious or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like, just reading... Like, some of those books in the Bible, like Ecclesiastes or Proverbs, to be able to read... this ancient king who was known as one of the most wise people that has ever lived and one of the richest ever,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to just read his like rules his for thoughts. Life basically and his philosophy of life is crazy. And then also read Ecclesiastes, which is like his inner, it's like a diary of his,
like,
almost.
I had That's all crazy. This wisdom, but I did not follow anything that I knew.
Yeah.
It's like I was so wise, but I didn't do any
it's
of it.
Classic. That's, yeah. It's crazy.
Because, yeah.
All
knowledge
vanity.
Is just knowing what is right, and then wisdom is acting on that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true. I feel like wisdom is like someone that's wise
practices the knowledge that they have.
I feel like that's just someone who's disciplined. I feel like someone who's wise is someone that has a deep understanding, or like knows why he knows what, or like knows why. Like knowledge is like trivia. I know this thing, like, I can know answers to like trivia questions because I'm knowledgeable. Someone who's wise would know like why things are the things they are, like why things are why they are, I guess, if that makes sense. Or someone that, I guess, yeah, someone that's good at decision making. It's probably a mix of like someone who's really wise does wise things, but also someone who's really disciplined does wise things. Because part of wisdom is being like, this is something that I don't want to do.
And unwise practices. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Guys, we're just joking. It's all jokes on this podcast. It's all,
guys, seriously.
You guys, it's like so fun in here.
It's actually hilarious. Literally.
Yeah.
I feel like part of wisdom is, yeah. Actually, never mind. Not important. It's just wisdom, you guys. Who cares? Let's talk about poop and cats.
Yeah, it stinks.
What was Solomon right in the beginning of his reign?
Huh?
Solomon in the beginning of his reign. God said, "What do you want?" And he said, "I want wisdom." And the Lord's like, "Okay, because you asked for this, you'll get it. And you didn't ask for kingdoms or all this land or all this money, and so I'll bless you with that as well." And so it was like, he knew he had all this wisdom and how to basically run this kingdom so well. And he had all this knowledge and was so wise about all these things, but he didn't actually put a lot of it into practice in his own life. You know, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. So
I feel like if you're knowledgeable, like you're just like an expert on a topic. If you're wise, you know what the best thing is to do moving forward. Like you're someone that can judge justly. Like you, he had instances of people coming to him like, "I don't know what to do. Do I cut my kid in half?
This baby is mine. No, it's mine. Okay, let's
and
cut it
in
half."
And he was wise. He like knew what the best next thing to do was.
And she's like,
but you have to be disciplined also to know what the best thing is to do.
Kill this lady.
Solomon probably just wasn't, I don't know, he was probably disciplined, but he knew exactly what he needed to do, and there's a lot of things that he didn't do, even though he was the most wise person.
There were a lot of things that he did do.
He was pretty incredible.
But it's good, because just the big picture, especially reading through Genesis in a day, that's good.
Yeah,
it's good. The first five books of the Bible, reading through those in one day, is really good. Gives you a good big picture, especially about all the stuff that happens with Israel, and the Israelites, God's chosen people.
You can edit all that out if it wasn't very entertaining. Not Gavin's part. I mean, the part of just talking about it. Yeah, go ahead and just disregard that whole spiel.
No, it's fine. At the tail end, I mean, the people that are here really want to be here.
Yeah, that's true. We always just devolve into philosophy.
What's the PUBG night dream thing?
Oh, I just had a sick dream after we played PUBG.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Awesome. The book club, though, is that basically, we're kind of a book club. Because we've been reading so much, and we kind of, at the end of the episode every week, I think maybe we just share the books that we read. Because I'm right now, I've been reading Driven by Eternity, but I've been reading it for a while. It's also kind of a Bible study.
Oh,
but I'm also reading the Bible all the way through. And so that does take up a lot of time.
Yeah, that takes up so much of your time. You can't even, that is like reading 20 books. Like, yeah, 100%. I don't think you really need, once you're done reading the Bible, like once you're done shredding, are you going to spend less time reading the Bible and more time reading extra, like other books?
No, I'll still be reading. Well, it just kind of depends.
You're
like,
probably
going to
be,
gonna be
spending less time reading the Bible, though. You're going to do it.
But most of my books are biblical.
Read through the book 12 like, times, yeah.
Stuff. But I'll definitely still obviously read my Bible.
The shred's kind of tough because if something like, oh, this catches my eye, I want to dive into this. Like, no, I can't. Got to remember to do that later.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sick PUBG dream.
What was it? So,
do you remember the terrorist attacks in Israel? That's
interesting.
Not the cool part.
When they dropped on the concert?
Yeah.
That was
crazy.
I had
a dream. I was there. And I had a handgun and I was Batman. I didn't look like Batman, but I had Batman skills.
Batman aura.
So like the people flying down from the sky, boom, shooting them. They're falling down, fighting them, throwing them off buildings. It was just incredible.
Dude.
All the bad guys, though.
No, that's awesome.
No good guys were harmed.
Yo, can I actually? Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing.
Okay.
Never mind. That's crazy. That was such a terrible day. I remember watching all the videos and stuff. Ugh. Crazy. January 7th.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't know. October 7th. October 7th. It was something 7th. Yeah. I put together a bunch of goals. One of them, kind of along the lines of that, dude. I want to learn some kind of martial arts.
Mm. Ooh, he's gonna throw
a karate.
Yeah.
I was thinking actually Muay Thai. I was gonna do kickboxing.
Where's that?
There's like an MMA dojo here in.
There's a lot of them. I feel
there's
like
a lot of them, but there's one of them specifically in Longview that has had multiple UFC fighters birthed from it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
And they do kickboxing classes every single day. Hmm. Kickboxing is like Muay Thai. Mm. So it's like what MMA fighters do when they're on their feet. Elbows, yeah. Knees, punching, kicking. Just standing up. I want to do that.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I think it'd be pretty sick.
That's a good goal.
Mm-hmm. Come a black belt by the end of the year.
Dang. A big goal.
Yeah, you know. It's just part of it. You want to hear some of my other goals?
Yeah,
that's actually, right. No one really.
No, next week. Save them.
Yeah,
make them more interesting.
Christian's goals next week.
You guys, you love to hear about my goals.
And we will not forget about it.
Guys.
We never forget.
We promise.
To talk about anything that we plan on talking
about. We're actually going to talk about it. Unless
something better comes up.
Yeah. It will.
Gas Boys episode 175. This was great. This was great, everybody. Subscribe on YouTube. Like on YouTube and comment, because we actually do read those. And we respond to them all the time.
Yeah.
But follow us on Instagram. Leave a dang review. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
On Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Write it right now. Pause. There's only 30 seconds left in the episode. Pause. I forgot to tell them what to do before they paused it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you've unpaused it. Go leave a
review.
We're
sorry we left
you
hanging.
Then pause it.
Hopefully it hasn't been too long.
Yeah. See you guys. So fun.
What in the heck? What were they supposed to do after they paused it?
I said go write, leave a review. You weren't listening.
I wasn't. All right.
Peace out.